This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
Welcome to Specsaver, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to me. Seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston. Heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, June 4th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. Say hello to June 2022. We have a half year to go until 2023. We've made resolutions, set goals, made plans, and now we can review and continue on or recalibrate and determine our best path for the remainder of this year. To some, the events so far have made us feel we have no control, and it stopped us in our tracks, and we've lived waiting for things to get better. Others of us have seen the same COVID virus strike, the war in the Ukraine, the tragic shootings, the destructive storms, and yet we go on. We can't control what life brings to each of us, but we certainly can control what we choose to do within our lives. In this month of June, our half-year mark, we can choose to look back on good times and celebrations from January until now. New Year's 2022, Family Day, Random Acts of Kindness Day, Earth Day, April Fool's Day, Cultural and Biodiversity Days, and more. Whatever we enjoyed and chose to recognize. We've had birthdays and anniversaries to commemorate. And now, in June, with COVID restrictions lessened, we can once again hear wedding bells chime and celebrate love. We each have our lives to live and can take charge of what is in our domain and make the best of our life here and now. We can create the life we want despite the challenges thrown our way. It's up to us to live our best and arrive at 2023 knowing 2022 was a year we did what we could to move forward and live well. In the balance of this year, 2022, there will be designated days we can celebrate. Birthdays, anniversaries, Father's Day is coming soon. There'll be a Senior Citizens Day, a Women's Equality Day, Environmental Health Day, World Heart Day, and lots more. It's up to us to stay engaged in life, to seek whatever we need to make each day the best it can be. We can control what we think and what we do. We can determine what makes us happy, what causes we wish to support, and then take action. We must realize that the things beyond our control exist and will always be happening. But we, despite these, can live our lives and do our share to make a better world too. There's a common saying, talk is cheap. We can speak our thoughts and ideas and voice our opinions, but it's not what we and others say that will matter. What will affect change and matter is what we do. Today, in this show, we'll hear from experts who'll share their thoughts and experience, and then we'll be empowered to make informed decisions. Dr. Betty Rosendahl will explain eating for longevity. Dr. Vivian Brown will discuss how taking a bath improves your health. Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group will give us tips for financial wellness. Anthony Quinn of CARP will review the election results. Plus, the team will share tips and happy stories, so we'll know a little more about real estate north of Toronto, feng shui, hearing aids, relationships, fitness, moving, downsizing, and even a little fashion and personal styling advice by me, Marilyn Weston, your wardrobe doctor. Today is our time to learn from the experts, to evaluate our lives, and to go beyond just talking about life to living it. The From a Woman's Perspective team will gladly help each of us implement our plans and make them real. Contact information is on marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or as always, you're welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. This information will be repeated throughout the hour. This is not an idle promise, not just words. When you deal with it from a woman's perspective team of experts, we will follow through and do whatever it takes to help you. Now let's get started and learn from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today. Online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Leslie McCormick of the Farwell Group, author of Bank on Yourself, Why Every Woman Should Plan to Be Financially Single Even If She's Not, joins us. Good morning, Leslie.
Good morning, Marilyn.
What do you have for us today?
This week, I was speaking with the adult son of a longtime client, Susan. Susan was divorced a long time ago, and a few years ago started to show the signs of dementia. Shortly thereafter, Susan was no longer able to manage her own finances, and so it fell to her son, Tom, to manage her affairs as power of attorney for property. For a while, Susan was able to stay at home, but like many people with dementia, ended up needing to be moved to long-term care about a year ago. Over the past couple of years, Tom and I have had a lot of time to talk as I've guided him through his role as power of attorney and the many financial decisions that need to be made given his mom's circumstances. Fortunately, over the years, we'd worked with Susan on financial planning and had stress-tested that plan for potential health care costs to make sure that financially she'd be okay. The hardest part of planning for healthcare costs is actually trying to estimate them. I know people who are healthy, active, and in their 90s, but you would swear they're just 70. There are others that develop a health issue at a young age and require care for a long time. The average length of stay in a long-term care facility is about 18 months, according to the Canadian Institute for Health Info. A U.S. study found that about 20% of the time, a stay lasts more than 5 years. Interestingly, of those requiring more than 5 years of care, the vast majority are women. And the cost of those stays. Comfort Life, a Canadian retirement living and care company, reports that in Toronto, the average non-subsidized private memory care home costs about $5,400 per month or $64,800 per year. I can tell you from experience with clients, Susan just being one example, that the costs can be substantially higher than that. As your care needs increase, so do the costs. Given the high costs and the uncertainty about how long a time frame to plan costs for, how do we stress test a retirement plan? First of all, it starts with understanding a client's circumstances and preferences. Income. If we're planning for a level of spending in retirement that is higher than the cost of care, we have a good indication that a client can afford it, given they won't be spending money in other ways. But what if a situation is that of a couple? What if one requires care and one is healthy and will have a lifestyle that they still need to maintain? We discuss things like, If we were sitting here today and one of you required care, would the other still be living where you're living? Or would the house be too much for one person to maintain? How do you feel about using your home value as a backup plan? Based on our conversation about care perspectives, family experiences and preferences, we develop a reasonable stress test scenario to model into a plan. With those results, if needed, we have conversations about backup plans, just in case. Are there other assets that could be used? Do we need to look at long-term care insurance coverage? We want to plan for people to live a happy, healthy, active life to at least 95. But we want to be smart about the what-ifs as well. And a major what-if for Canadians as they retire is, what if I require care?
But we definitely can control what we do with what life does bring us. So having the stress test and getting a retirement plan in place and a care plan makes sense, because then there are no surprises or very few. If someone wants to talk to you about the planning for long-term care in their future, if it's necessary, how do we reach you?
You can give us a call at 416-863-7501.
416-863-7501. Leslie McCormick, Darren Farwell, the Farwell Group. You can prepare for the future no matter what life brings you, and you can feel comfortable having taken control of what you can. Leslie, thank you. That was very informative, and I guess it's important that we think ahead, even if it isn't on our doorstep at the moment.
It is. Again, we want to plan happy, healthy, active to at least 95, but we want to be smart about the what-ifs, just in case.
Good wisdom, and I look forward to hearing more from you next time we speak.
I look forward to speaking with you, too.
Bye, Liz. Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic gives us her weekly health tip. Then we'll chat with hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto, our matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions, followed by a conversation with Dr. Vivian Brown. So lots more to follow, all from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team right here on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to
seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic joins us with her weekly tip. Good morning, Dr. Betty.
Good morning, Marilyn. So a lot of my patients come in and they want to get some information about what they should eat. And, of course, they want to learn about how they can have a long and healthy life. So this week and next week, I'm going to talk about some superfoods for longevity. So I'm going to talk about how important diet is and talk about something called blue zones and just focus on a couple of maybe three anti-aging superfoods. And then next week, I'm going to continue the discussion and talk about some additional anti-aging superfoods that people can incorporate into their diet. So when we think of the small choices that we make every day, there's research that actually suggests the importance of diet, both on the quality of life and lifespan. So really it is all about we are what we eat. So when we think about Western diets, they've really increasingly become pro-inflammatory, lots of calories, and really devoid of nutrients. And in fact, the U.S. Dietary Guidelines for Americans defines the standard American diet, what we unfortunately call the SAD diet, as being too low in fresh fruits and vegetables, grains, lean protein, healthy oils, and really too high in red meat, and of course high in dietary fat. And, you know, when we think about that standard American diet, it's really the root cause of what we call diseases of civilization. We think of those diseases that include things like heart disease, diabetes, cancer, infertility, and they really get in the way of a long and healthy life. So the nutrients found in the right foods can really alter the aging process, even at a cellular level, and they can help reduce oxidative stress. So prioritizing the foods in our body to give us strength and energy is really important. And, you know, when we talk about, there's something called blue zones as a model of healthy aging. Scientists have actually studied diets and lifestyle of people living in these, what are called blue zones. And they're areas where there's an exceptionally long average lifespan. And these include Sardinia, Italy, there's a place in Japan and Greece. And many of these people share common healthy lifestyle practices, including not just diet, but including strong social connections, regular movement. But their diet focuses on whole natural plant-based foods and really avoiding processed foods. So when we think about anti-aging foods, I'm just going to point out three of them this week, and then, like I said, next week we're going to talk about a couple of other ones. But the key ones for this week are cruciferous vegetables, and these are things like broccoli and cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, and even radishes. And they contain many antioxidants, fiber, many vitamins A, C, E, and K, and many antioxidants that really help fight aging by really down-regulating some of the damage from free radicals and reducing inflammations. Leafy green vegetables are also really important, high in antioxidants, also many of these vitamins, including something called lutein, which is a nutrient that helps protect our eyes. And the last one is nuts and seeds. And sometimes patients will come in and they say, well, they're afraid of eating lots of nuts because of the calorie content. But actually, one study found that people with a diet high in nuts were about 20% more likely to have a longer lifespan than those that have not consumed them, because of the good fats in them, things like walnuts, pistachios, almonds, even seeds like flax seeds and chia seeds are excellent choices of protein, omega-3s, and have been linked to reducing cholesterol and even lowering blood pressure. So lots of good choices to include in the diet. Of course, if people have any questions, if they're on specific supplements, for example, or they're not sure about the diet that they're eating, they can always give me a call at 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
One call to Dr. Betty at 905-707-2001, and you'll learn what you can eat to live a long, healthy life. Thank you, Dr. Betty. Look forward to learning more about this next week.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
I'm Catherine Wilking of Feng Shui Designs. A messy space can cultivate stress, yet furniture and pictures placed just so can provide easy function and flow. My gift to you today, 10 ways to raise the chi energy in any space. It's available on my website, katherinewilking.com. Feng Shui, it's practical and it works.
We have options. We can choose to turn the TV and radio volume up. We can ask people to repeat a conversation. Or we can take charge of our health and have an intensive hearing test and get a true assessment of how our ears are working and then take positive steps to hear our best. To explain hearing aids and our options, we have hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian right here, right now. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. I want to read a quote that relates perfectly to our topic today. And it goes, "In our personal and professional lives, we are constantly hit with one adversity after the other, most of which we have no control over. But the four things we have total control over is how we react, how we adapt, how we breathe, and how we take action." This is a quote by a former professional wrestler by the name of Diamond Dallas Page. Now, I want to share a story about a gentleman that we met. His name is Theo. Now, Theo is in his early 80s, and he is still a strong and vibrant man when he can hear well. Theo has a steeply sloping hearing loss and poor word discrimination. Now, when we met Theo several weeks ago, he was having a lot of problems because he had lost his hearing aids. His hearing aids were well over 6 years old, and while they helped him somewhat, they really weren't doing the job for him, but he just didn't want to replace them. The loss of his hearing aids sent him into a bit of a panic. Now, when he came back, we naturally were able to set him up with a temporary set of hearing aids while he continued to look for his hearing aids. About a week later, he came in and he had given up looking for those hearing aids. But Theo still had a smile on his face. He told me that during that week when he had our temporary hearing aids, he was able to participate considerably more than he was able to in years. He even went out to dinner with his wife and actually enjoyed conversation over dinner. His attitude had become much more confident, and he ordered his new hearing aids on the spot. Darren Farwell says it over and over, you don't know what you don't know. Theo found out just how much he was missing because he tried a new set of hearing aids and found an abundance of confidence as a result. Sometimes when unfortunate things happen, they might seem like a bad situation, but they can turn into an opportunity that provides a positive result. I would encourage anyone who is finding it more difficult to hear and participate to get a hearing test, try some hearing aids, and take charge of their lives.
Well, we can't go wrong when we deal with things as they happen. And it sounds like Theo's story is a great example of that. Something bad turned into something good because he dealt with the problem instead of just keep looking for those old hearing aids and wishing he had them. Now he has good hearing aids and he has you as his guide, Edmund. If someone wants to speak to you about their hearing and getting a free hearing test and finding out what they need to hear their best, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach us is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. Don't waste time turning up the volume and asking people to repeat their stories. Call Edmund Ivazian, get your hearing test, and then take directions so that you can hear your best and not miss a moment in your life. Thank you, Edmund, and look forward to a happy story next week.
My pleasure, Marilyn.
Wishing, hoping, and talking about finding someone to share our life with gets us nowhere unless we talk to the right person. Matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions and From a Woman's Perspective's Cupid has a proven success rate and close to 30 years' experience, and she's here now. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I have kind of a cute couple story. It was a bit of a surprise to me, actually, because, you know, sometimes people are not at the right stage of their life. And with Jane, I kind of thought, even though she seemed good when she joined, I felt like as the process went on, I thought, maybe you're not at the right stage yet, you know. And she talked to my sales manager, Nancy, who's great with, you know, helping people through the process. And she had her own liaison. And then she was talking to me. And she was kind of frustrated. But I think part of it is, you know, we get people that are very successful in the service. Like they've had incredibly successful lives. They've run businesses. They've been professionals. And then they join a matchmaking service. And they're so used to controlling every aspect of their life that they want to control it to the point that it sort of impedes their success. And I would say Jane was maybe one of these people. She was, you know, very much a micromanager. And although she was very nice, she was on the phone with us, sometimes the two of us daily. And so I thought, you know, I kind of took a chance and I had this match. I thought, I'm not sure if it'll go or not because he's really easygoing. And he's really not that way. And so I thought, okay, well, let's give this a whirl. And so we put her together with Dave, and I talked to them this week, and they're both thrilled with each other. They went for a glass of wine at one restaurant. Then they went for an appetizer at another restaurant. Then they went for a main course at another restaurant, and they said they both are really, really happy. And he said he was driving home the other day, and he said, you know, I just had to call her and say, I feel really happy, and it's been a long since I felt this way. And I just wanted, you know, I didn't want to sort of overwhelm you, but I wanted to let you know that I really, really, not only are you, like, really attractive, but you're really intelligent. And so it was just a great match, and it just makes me feel happy, and everyone in the office loves it when that happens, so.
Well, you know what? You love what you do, and people are happy as a result. And Dave and Jane sound like opposite attracts, and you were able to figure it out and put it together. So it shows that matchmaking does work, and that we can't always micromanage our lives. We can try to be in charge, but sometimes we need the help of an expert like our Cupid, Linda Miller. So if someone wants to talk to you about what they want and understand what you can offer, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is 416-777-6302. You can send us an email. There's a wealth of information on our website at mistyriverintros.com, and there's even a chat feature on there where you can dial into us by, you know, email. It's like a chat feature. And so if you're not quite ready to pick up the phone, but you have questions, that's an actual person at the other end of the line. It's not a computer answering your questions. It's actually me or one of my staff. So a nice way, nice, easy way to make a first connection. And I'm always happy to do a free consultation. So if you want to learn more, the best way to do it is do an application, and then you can go away and think about it, or you can time. It's totally up to you.
Well, 416-777-6302, a number to take down and use when you're ready to meet someone new. You can take charge of your life, and you can make the best of your life by taking steps in the right direction. And when it comes to relationships, there's no one better than Linda Miller, matchmaker and Cupid of From a Woman's Perspective, Misty River Introductions. That's a long name, but I think people will remember you, Linda, Misty River Introductions. Thank you, Linda. Now, we'll get our healthy aging tip from Dr. Vivian Brown. Then Realtor Melanie Martin will give us her deal of the week for property north of Toronto, followed by advice from our feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. And then we'll talk about the election results with Anthony Quinn of CARP. So lots more to come, all from a woman's perspective, with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, woman's health expert, award-winning family physician, author of the best-selling book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. I want to talk to you about taking a bath. And I will disclose to this audience, I take a bath almost every night. What I didn't know is that I'm actually doing myself a lot of good. There was a study out of Japan that said when you take a bath, when you relax, it's really good for your heart. You get better blood flow. You get stronger heart contractions. You get a higher heart rate, so it's similar to exercise. And what they saw is that in people that took a bath every day or every night, there was a 28% reduction of blood vessel disease, and there was a 26% lower risk of stroke. So whether you meditate, whether you just lie around in the bath and relax, it seems that it's a really good idea for your heart.
Sounds simple. We just have to make time for ourselves. But that, again, is useful advice in clear language, which is what you do in your book, The New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging. Where can we find that book, Dr. Brown?
You know, Marilyn, it's online. It's at Amazon. It's at Indigo. You've got some signed copies in your office. And now that more of the stores are open and you can go into a bookstore, they'll order it for you because it's still very current.
Well, it's a Canadian bestseller, and congratulations for that. And I'm more than happy to take orders for your book through my store. All you have to do is call me, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Thanks again for giving us clear and concise advice that's good for us. And I look forward to learning more from you next week, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look, a splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
As the summer approaches, some of us have cottages and places to go. Others of us keep talking about finding our very own Shangri-La, but never do anything to make it so. But today can be our day to escape to the country and find a perfect property north of Toronto. All we need is realtor Melanie Martin and her experience and her knowledge of deals for homes, cottages, and land north of Toronto. She can help anyone wanting to escape the city, and all you have to do is call her. We have her here this morning. So good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, I'm always there to help. That's my motto. And I was going to say that things are actually looking good for buyers moving up north because I see several prices reduced. So I think we're going to see a little bit of lower prices in the marketplace. I've seen a couple of properties very close to the water that normally would be going in the 800 range are now going in the 699 range. So there's value up here. Now, also, I was going to say that I've got a coming soon that I'd like to talk about because it's just outside of Barrie in Springwater Township. It's just a few minutes off Highway 400, so it's quite good for commuters, but it's also a nice home as maybe a scale down. It's a two-bedroom, but it could be three-bedroom. Now, this person has a very large walk-in closet that used to be a third bedroom, so that could be converted back. Now, the home's about 1,300 square feet. It's a bungalow, very manageable, nice grounds, a beautiful lot. It's kind of private because it backs onto forest and sides onto forest. So I'd say a little bit more secluded location, but yet not too far out of Barrie, maybe 10 minutes. The lot is 60 by 360. Now, that's a nice deep lot, and it's treed all around, and it even has a little stream running through at the back. And this bonus here would be for someone that wants that two-car garage or workshop. There is an 18 by 32 foot detached garage workshop that is insulated and has hydro. So if you had a little side business, this is the place to go. I think it's a really great deal, and I'm going to just tell you the price. It's $799.9.
It always sounds like Fantasy Island to me because prices in Toronto are well over $1 million. And the fact that prices are coming down a bit, that's even better news. So an upgraded bungalow, 1,300 square feet with a huge walk-in closet for someone who needs a two-bedroom home. And it sounds, because it's all on one floor, that it'd be great for anybody who wants to retire and just live there four seasons of the year. If someone wants to see this property either virtually or in person, how do we reach you?
Yes, call me soon because it will be on the MLS soon, but right now I can provide pictures. Just call me at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. Here's an opportunity, and if it doesn't appeal to you, know that Melanie has other listings. It just takes a conversation and one call. 1-800-357-4193. Thanks for sharing this deal of the week. I can't imagine what you're going to come up with next week.
Oh, there'll be another good deal for all our listeners.
You haven't let us down so far.
Have a lovely week, Marilyn.
You too. Thank you. When we want to add light to our lives, organize our spaces, our relationships, and every aspect of our life, the ancient Chinese art of feng shui can guide us. And to introduce us to feng shui, we have our own, from a woman's perspective, feng shui coach, Catherine Wilking. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, everybody. Marilyn, it's interesting that you mentioned the phrase, light your way this morning, because feng shui can show you how to look at things in a new perspective. We've been talking over these months about putting your house together and relationships, health and money and more, and sometimes we just need to take a pause. Our lives do work in cycles. I came across an article this week that talked about feeling fogged in when things aren't working for us, and I relate to that. At times, we can feel like we're in a rut, and these last 2 years does feel like that. You could have a feeling of panic or uncertainty, things like, where am I going, and why can't I see ahead? And so for many of us, emerging out of the COVID bonds is certainly a catalyst for making change in your life. So the old saying, if you need to make a change in your life, you do need to change something. So think about that. The logic here is to move away from your panic or anxiety thoughts about the future and just embrace the stillness. This may feel odd, but try to decelerate a bit because you really don't know what's coming around the corner, right? And I'm going to give you permission to slow down this summer. Take that breath. And this is where we can make sound decisions for our next steps or change up our routines. In fact, I'm going to take my own advice on this one today. I'm trimming my work hours down for the next few months, and I feel I need to stop looking at my watch and planning every hour of the day. I also feel the need to lift that fog and see my extended friends and family, and it's been a long time to wait to see some of the people I love. So to help you listeners make your shift this summer, the 27 Days program is running all summer. Tips and tricks sent right to your email every day to help you make the shift for only $97. And I'll be available to answer any questions that you have. You can enroll through the website, CatherineWilking.com, or contact me directly. I do encourage all of you to sit quiet at least a few minutes a day. Inhale the essence of life that's around you before it's gone, and listen to the whispering of your soul. Life will take on a new perspective if you look for it. Shift what you can, shine your light, and live every moment. Yes, you too can have a life that works for you. I'll be back in a few weeks to tell you more. Have a feng shui day.
Well, I know you're taking some time off. You're walking your own walk and advising us to do the same. We can make changes in our lives, and we can control what we can control, and the rest of it we have to accept. Your Make a Shift program for $97 is 27 days in a row coming to us by email. I'm doing it, and I'm happy to be able to go back because sometimes I can't do every single day, Catherine. And I'm really happy that you're offering your advice by phone as well. Your number again?
It's 905-599-2693.
905-599-2693. Everything you want to know about feng shui and how to feng shui your life. Catherine Wilking. Enjoy your summer, Catherine, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Marilyn. Bye for now.
The election is passed. We have our results. To learn about what this means for us as we age in Canada and for CARP's five priorities that we've been discussing, I'm happy to welcome CARP's Chief Community and Benefits Officer, Anthony Quinn. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Marilyn. Good to be with you.
Well, so what do you make of the election results? What do we have to look forward to, in your opinion?
Well, that was some sort of election and victory for the Ontario PC Party. Doug Ford walked away with 83 seats in the legislature, up 7. The NDP were down 9 seats at 31, and the Liberals managed to gain 1 seat with 8. So that gives Doug Ford a mandate to get it done, as he said in his campaign, and CARP and members across Ontario are going to be knocking on his door and on the door of his ministers encouraging him to get it done. And when I say get it done, I'm referring to getting the CARP 5 done, the five priority issues for CARP members in Ontario, which included, as you know, Marilyn, funding better home care, transforming long-term care, cutting wait times in hospitals and access to doctors, making vaccines more accessible, and helping support seniors with their fitness.
Well, those five are important to me, and that's one of the reasons I joined CARP. But what can we do as individuals now that Doug Ford is in to make sure that these things get implemented and that we're happy that he has 4 years as opposed to hold our breath and wait and see?
Well, the fact is, Marilyn, that less than half of Ontarians voted for Mr. Ford, so there'll be a lot of people who weren't happy with the results. But regardless of the total number of votes cast, he walks away with the real ability to make changes. So we'll be asking our members from now and right through the next 4 years to ensure that they're talking to their own MPPs, whether they voted for them or not, and holding them accountable. Doug Ford has promised to get it done, and getting it done means answering the concerns of our members, and that includes the shortage of nurses. You know, on the day after the election, or a couple of days after the election, now there are still thousands of nurse spaces going unanswered. There are thousands of PSW spaces going unanswered. And we need Doug Ford to select some really solid cabinet ministers from amongst those 83 elected MPPs and give them a mandate to get it done, to make the changes necessary to improve the lives of Canadians as we're aging.
So we want to hold him accountable. We want to talk to our MPPs. CARP, what are they going to be doing on their website to guide us and help us move this forward?
We're going to break down the results of the election and what we heard from our members throughout the campaign. Affordability definitely is a concern, and inflation a big issue for our members. They're concerned about their old age security and their CPP not indexing properly to the real inflation that they're seeing at the gas pumps and the grocery stores. So we'll be talking more about that in the future, and really hoping and working with the ministries, the particular ministries that we're interested in, the Ministry of Health, Ministry of Long-Term Care, and Seniors Minister, to make sure that they understand what the members' needs are and that they're acting on them.
Are you going to post the numbers and email contacts for those individuals so we can do something?
Yes, Marilyn, we're hoping that the Premier will have a cabinet together shortly, and CARP will be updating our members with that information on who those specific ministers are, and we'll encourage everyone to find out who actually won in their riding and be in constant communication with your MPP on those issues.
Well, I, for one, have neglected that in the past, but since I've become a cardholder and member of CARP, it's made me feel that I can make a difference, and I'm looking forward to getting that contact information and following up, not just with you and Bill on the radio, but also with my MPP in my local riding. So I will walk the walk. So CARP's five are not dead. We're working towards making them happen. We haven't given up on them now that the election's over. Am I right, Anthony?
You're right, Marilyn. With your help and the help of our fellow colleagues at Zoomer Media, as well as the general media, our volunteers across the chapters, we really did put seniors' issues on the forefront of the conversation. And now we're expecting our elected leaders to take action.
So I'm just going to remind people that if they aren't a member of CARP yet, they can join. You can make a difference. You can have a voice in what happens in your community and in the future. All you have to do is log on to carp.ca. And if you add a /Marilyn, that's M-A-R-I-L-Y-N, you can join for just $14.95. And when you do that, you'll be able to get Zoomer Magazine for $10, and you get all of CARP's ABCs. You'll be able to be an advocate, you'll be able to be part of a community, and you'll definitely get the benefits. Anthony, I'm looking forward to seeing what you put on the page so I can take the next steps and share it here on From a Woman's Perspective. Thanks for the update.
Thanks for having me today, Marilyn.
All the best.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
seniors
to
seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Now I'm back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. Today, Jill's happy story illustrates today's theme. We can't control the curves life throws us, but we can definitely control how we deal with them. Jill is a regular Marilyn's client. She's consistently worn a size 8, but on her visit this past Wednesday, she arrived and presented me with a new Jill. She's still a size 8 on top, but as a result of a health issue, her tummy and hips are now a size 12 or even a 14 when she bloats. It's been a couple of years, and Jill wanted and needed a new wardrobe. So what did Jill get? First, comfortable, flexible basics. Marilyn's comfort wear by up. The black pocketed pants, the bra-friendly tank, one in black and one in white, plus the soft jackets to match, one in black and one in white. Five easy pieces in her favorite classic palette of black and white. Then, to infuse color, we added a blue linen jacket, an ocelot comfort wear pant with pockets, and the matching jacket. And of course, the new white cotton jacket that I've been describing week to week. Her final item was an art piece, a thigh-length black and pearl gray long-sleeve jersey top that bubbled and ruched at her midsection, and it magically made her tummy and hips disappear without having to layer. We spiced up her look with a ruby and white ruffled shawl, a white cotton dickie, and a black and white scarf. Each accessory framed her face and built her shoulder volume to balance her body. The jackets worked separately and together and would layer for warmth and variety. They also slipped under the bra-friendly tank top to create long sleeve tops. By mixing, matching, and layering to create many different looks, plus the accessories, Jill and I pulled together a wardrobe that will serve her four seasons of the year, all times of day and for all occasions. They'll roll into a suitcase for any trip she plans, and she'll look marvelous. 8 pieces of clothing will give anyone 24 changes or more. Jill's dozen pieces will give her well over 24 changes. They're all washable and easy care too. Jill left smiling, as was I. Mission accomplished. Any woman who wants to refresh or restart her wardrobe is welcome to call me, Marilyn Weston, and I'll gladly be her wardrobe doctor. The number, 416-504-6777. You're welcome to organize your closet using my instructions on marilyns.ca and then bring your items to work with. I can dress any woman from size 2 to 24 in my store, and I'll happily be your personal stylist. Just call me to set your date and time for your personal appointment. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn West and your host, and we'll get a tip from Christine, the health coach, and speak with Senior Move Manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. So stay right here and continue to get it straight from a woman's perspective on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now, our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. How a strong core benefits you. Think of your core muscles as a sturdy central link connecting your upper and lower body. The forces that propel your movements either originate in your core or transfer through it on the way from one part of your body to the other. When you toss a ball to a dog, for example, the complete arc of the movement, known as the kinetic chain, should ideally run from the ground through your legs, hips, trunk, back, shoulder, elbows, and wrist in an even transfer of force. If a kink, such as a weak hip muscle, is in the chain, it undercuts the strength of the movement and may start a chain of misalignments in joints, in limbs, that can lay the groundwork for injuries over time. No matter where a motion starts, it ripples upward and downward to adjoining links of the chain. Weak, tight, or inflexible core muscles can impair how well your arms and legs function and can sap power from many of the moves you make. Properly building up your core cranks up the power as you move and enables you to go longer before fatiguing. A strong core enhances balance and stability and can help prevent falls that may lead to bruises and fractures. So call me at 416-809-4084 or visit my website, ChristinaHealthCoach.com, to learn more about how a strong core benefits you.
You can't control everything, but you can definitely strengthen your core. Learn how by calling Christine and having her as your health coach. 416-809-4084. Thank you, Christine. We'll talk next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Moving can be daunting, but when you address the move and speak to an experienced senior move manager, you'll not only quiet your nerves, you'll get solid information and be ready to act. From a Woman's Perspective team has the perfect expert, Senior Move Manager Laurie Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Good morning, Laurie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Your opening remarks really resonated with me today. So much in our lives depends on what we choose to do with what life gives us and how we choose to respond during each phase or event. If we look for beauty, positivity, and joy, we will find it in spite of so many things in this world that sometimes can feel out of our control. You also mentioned wedding bells this morning, and I'm delighted to share with our listeners that also included mine last weekend. As a few of our clients know, Ron and I have been happily together, for the most part, for close to four decades now, and we decided to make it all official this year with a casual backyard ceremony. The first time on our small guest list was the first event they've attended in 2.5 years. As you may recall, the weather last Saturday was absolutely perfect. As with our successful downsizing and senior move management projects, our little gathering involved advanced planning and booking and the efforts of a wonderfully committed dream team to make it stress-free and seamless. Two of our dream team members at Moving Seniors with a Smile helped with food and beverages for our nibbles and nuptials, and they were, as always, amazing and very much appreciated. We also chose an absolutely awesome officiant, Teddy Crejure, also known as the Marrying Lady, who joyfully set the tone for our happy event and efficiently took care of the required legalities. We were delighted to have piano music supplied by James Levac, who we met playing on the boardwalk when we were walking our dog Rowan. I'd also like to send an appreciative shout out to the Sweet Spot, who provided bouquets of yummy cupcakes that looked exactly like spring flowers, and they were absolute showstoppers. As with our relationships with the trusted service providers that we recommend to our clients,
I was again reminded that Backyard Wedding was successful because of wonderful people who share their talents to make our day special. None of us are 20 anymore, and it takes a dream team to create the magic that we want to create in our lives, whether that involves a wedding or whether it involves a move.
Oh, Lori, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I wish you and Ron continued life, happiness, good health, everything you wish for in the future. It's such a lovely thing to get good news. And I know that anyone that deals with you when it comes to moving will be happy. And as your company name says, you'll leave them with a smile. You've made me smile today beyond just good news about your business, but it's lovely to hear such lovely news and wedding bells in June. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
And the phone number, in case someone wants to speak to you, not about your wedding, but about moving, what is it?
It's 416-697-8106. And oh yes, we're back to doing moves right away. So yeah, no worries.
I know you love what you do and you're always busy. So 416-697-8106. Senior Move Manager and Bride, Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile. Just call her. You'll never have any regrets. Thank you, Lori, and congratulations again.
Thanks so much, Marilyn. Take care and have a great week.
You too. Time once again to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly, Carlos, Duncan, and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspective team of experts. And a very special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. We may encounter bumps in our road that we can't control. That's life. But we can choose to control how we deal with them. Theodore Roosevelt once said, "Believe you can and you're halfway there." So regardless of what you encounter, believe in yourself and make an effort to make the best of each day. We have 210 days remaining in this year. Lots of time to discover what we want from life to make us happy. We can make efforts to take charge of every aspect of our life and work on things that help us live well. Fortunately, we're not alone, and when we have questions, there are experts who are willing to help us. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here to share their knowledge, experience, and expertise. We are an email or phone call away. Simply log on to my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Click on radio, then click on sponsor expert list, and we're there. Our information and contact information so that you can reach out and get answers. And if you prefer, you're always welcome to call me personally, Marilyn Weston, at 416-504-6777. Once you reach out to any of us, you'll be welcome to ask whatever you wish to know and get a sincere, honest answer. No need to wait for better times. Today is our day to seek answers and be empowered to make informed decisions. All it takes is for us to believe we can, and then for us to act. Our lives are ours to live, and we can make the most of what we have and build our future. Have a good day today. Enjoy this weekend. Have a great week, and stay safe and be well. And please plan to join us again next Saturday at 8, when we'll speak again from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now. Please do make the most of your day, no matter what life brings.
Welcome to Specsavers, sir. How can I help?
Hello. I'm a senior, and I've heard that for eligible seniors, of which I am one, Specsavers are giving 50% off lens upgrades on their glasses, like thinner and lighter lenses or a sun tint. For seniors.
You don't look senior. You have to be 65 or over to get this offer.
Here's my ID, which is definitely not a fake.
Yeah, this says you were born in 1877.
Happy birthday
to seniors get 50% off lens upgrades at Specsavers. Conditions and exclusions apply. See specsavers.ca.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.